UAB Medcast is an ongoing medical education podcast. The UAB Division of Continuing Education designates that each episode of this enduring material is worth a maximum of 0.25 AMA PRA Category 1 credit. To collect credit, please visit uabmedicine.org/medcast and complete the episode's post-test.
Welcome to UAB Medcast, a continuing education podcast for medical professionals. Bringing knowledge to your world, here's Melanie Cole.
With the advancement of technology, we've seen incredible changes in the way patients and providers are able to manage healthcare. Here to tell us about telemedicine and nephrology is Dr. Eric Wallace. He's an associate professor in nephrology and the medical director of telehealth at UAB Medicine. Dr. Wallace, tell us a little bit about telehealth, and is telemed the future for patients and providers? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, telehealth is the ability for providers to reach out to the patient's home. So as opposed to our current model where the patient actually comes into a site of care, what can happen with telehealth is the provider can actually meet the patient either in their community or in their home, which is a lot of times where illness actually starts. I mean, most people do not get sick at the time of their appointment. So the question with telehealth, or the thing that telehealth can bridge, is providers to the patient. And there's a lot of use cases with telehealth. Telehealth can be for a neurologist at UAB to actually treat a stroke patient who is coming to a hospital who does not have a neurologist. Critical care is another one. So a critical care doc at a tertiary referral center now taking care of a critically ill patient in their community where the patient is has their family, the patient's family can visit them. So that's some of the higher acuity telehealth. There's telehealth where a subspecialist can now deliver care in an ambulatory setting, such as a clinic. And then finally, the use cases such as technology-enabled healthcare, such as remote patient monitoring, where a patient checks their blood sugar in their house and it immediately goes to a healthcare provider that then looks at it and says, based on this trend, we need to make an insulin change or a weight on a congestive heart failure patient that says, hey, your weight has gone up 3 to 4 pounds. Maybe we should change the amount of water pill that you're taking so that you can avoid costly hospitalization. So it really is this encompassing idea of how do we improve, enable, make more efficient healthcare using technology, video conferencing, and linking. It's all about linking providers to provider or provider to patients that otherwise would not have been possible.
Do you see it changing the care paradigm to the home, decreasing hospitalizations and readmissions? And then tell us a little bit about the current program at UAB. What are you doing? What are you planning on doing?
Absolutely. No, I absolutely think it's going to shift care as much as possible to the home. So as we get more into population-based healthcare, this is where entire healthcare systems are now not just responsible for the hospitalization, but responsible for all of the care for patients. We're going to have to use techniques like this to keep patients healthy. And I love population health because that's the idea, which is not let's just take care of patients when they are sick, but let's change the paradigm to do everything to keep patients healthy. And in order to do that, you need to actually be able to reach into the patient's home when needed. Now, you still need the hospitals when patients do get sick. But at that point, you say, which is the best hospital for the patient? Is it a tertiary referral center like a UAB? Or can that patient be managed much closer to home in their community hospital, at times their rural hospital, to get the exact same care they would have gotten at UAB, but change that shift to much closer to home. So as far as some of the programs that we have going at UAB, you know, our plans at UAB are really to deliver everything we do at UAB to be able to deliver it virtually or remotely. So we are now starting our remote patient monitoring program that will allow for patients to do exactly what I said, which is check blood sugars at home and then route those blood sugars immediately to the patient's chart and to care coordinators to deliver better care in the patient's home. We're already engaged in doing the ambulatory care. So right now we have six subspecialties up and running that are delivering subspecialty care in clinics. We partnered with the county health departments at this point. So our patients go to county health departments that are in their county. Alabama has 50 of 67 counties that currently have telehealth equipment. So we partner with the county health departments and link our providers to the patients at that time. We also have, although we only have six currently subspecialties going, there are 82 providers that have been privileged for telehealth, and that number just continues to increase. So the excitement around telehealth at UAB is fantastic, and provider adoption has been great because providers at UAB know that we have to start reaching patients. You know, for every patient that can really make the drive to UAB and receive care, that potentially can only be delivered in UAB, like the what I call the super subspecialties. There are patients out there in Alabama that don't have access to adequate vehicle transportation, and they can't get here. But at this point, with today's technology, they don't have to. We can actually reach out to them and care for a far greater number in a different format. We also have hospital-based care. So Jim Johnson and Steve Stigler with the Department of Critical Care, Pulmonary and Critical Care, are have spearheaded a program in Selma, Alabama, at Vaughn Regional Hospital, where we're delivering critical care services to Vaughn Regional Hospital. Telestroke is another one that is up and running. Our first partner was in Demopolis at Brian Whitfield Hospital. And the West Alabama, so Alabama has a very high incidence of stroke. Until telestroke was available, there was no stroke center in West Alabama. So what this has allowed is for if a patient has a stroke now in a catchment area of Demopolis, rather than driving what would have been an hour and an hour and a half before even seeing a physician, now those patients go to a hospital much closer to home and are immediately conferenced in with a neurologist. They get the morbidity and mortality saving drug of thrombolytics if it's indicated, so to the clot buster, as we call it, which ordinarily would not have been possible without programs like telestroke. So these programs are new. They really all started in March, but the growth that we see in all of them and the need for these and the demand for these programs across our state by providers that know this is really the way we are going to integrate our healthcare system in the future has been outstanding in Alabama.
Dr. Wallace, what about healthcare costs? You've spoken about the specialists and how this will impact them and for the patients. What about insurance implications? Is this a more cost-effective? Is it highly satisfying for patients and providers? Tell us about the cost-effectiveness of telemedicine.
Yeah, well, let's look at the example of the hospital, right? So currently, if a hospital wanted a neurologist to cover a stroke service, what would happen is that hospital would really need four neurologists to cover the service 24/7. But they may not have enough volume of stroke in a smaller center to actually cover the cost of those neurologists. But now if you shift this paradigm and you say, okay, I'm going to centralize that neurologist at a tertiary referral center, now what can happen is maybe one neurologist covers 10 hospitals. So then those 10 hospitals split the cost of all of those neurologists. They all still get 24/7 care, yet the hospital isn't out the cost of full FTEs or full cost of those neurologists to actually deliver the care. From a cost-effective model from the hospital standpoint, it allows hospitals to get care that is needed without having to fully justify each individual physician based on volume alone. it's that model right there that is going to keep rural hospitals open. And to give you an idea, we have initial data from Selma Ravon Regional Hospital. So before the critical care program, and this is just preliminary, but before the critical care program at Vaughan Regional, the average transfer of a patient from Vaughan Regional out of the emergency room to a higher level of care was 12 per month. In the 2 months, so we have data from July and August. In those 2 months, the average transfer from an emergency room was 2. Now, what that translates into is $5,000 per patient that was not transferred, which, if you do the math, is around $50,000 per month that the hospital can have to increase their operating revenue, which gets more services to that hospital. So from the hospital standpoint, it's absolutely more cost effective. If we start talking about remote patient monitoring, really some of the biggest users of remote patient monitoring across the country are insurers themselves. Because if we can keep the patient at home and not into costly hospital scenarios, it's not just beneficial for the insurer, it's beneficial for the patient, because now we have actually reduced the number of admissions for that patient by making sure their blood sugars were controlled before they went into diabetic ketoacidosis or adjusted their diuretics before they came into the hospital. So I absolutely see that from an insurer standpoint, that trying to shift care as much as possible to the let's keep patients healthy as opposed to let's only treat them when they are sick is going to reduce the cost of healthcare.
That is amazing and such interesting information. Dr. Wallace, wrap it up for us. What would you like other providers to know about telemedicine and specifically in nephrology? What would you like them to know about this program at UAB?
Specifically, I would like them to know that we are working furiously to get this to every corner of our state. Right now, we are trying, we are getting more providers, we are getting more video conferencing, and we are really working not only at UAB, but with other institutions to make this a reality for Alabama, that this is not just going to be that this is for everyone. So we're trying very, very hard to say, how do we reach every single corner of Alabama? And I think that it's not that it's going to take increasing broadband. It's going to take people in legislation. It's going to take training patients on what is this. It's going to take training providers on knowing the benefits of telehealth. Because whenever you start something new, there is education across the board of everyone involved to get it to what it actually could be. So what I'd like them to know is that we are coming to your neighborhood very shortly and that this is really going to change everything about how we deliver healthcare in Alabama, in the country, and really in the world very shortly.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Wallace. I mean, it's really a fascinating topic, and I'll be so excited and interested to see where it goes from here. So I hope that you'll keep us apprised with that. And thank you again for joining us. A community physician can refer a patient to UAB Medicine by calling the MIST line at 1-800-UAB-MIST. That's 1-800-822-6478. You're listening to UAB Medcast. For more information on resources available at UAB Medicine, you can go to uabmedicine.org/physician. That's uabmedicine.org/physician. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.